It's time for the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we go on over to that hotline and welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are you doing today, man?
Good, Rocco, thanks.
Always in a good mood, and that's what we like to hear, sir. As Dave, my first one here for you. Police in Lorain looking to hire more officers. I know Carissa over there at the Chronicle Telegram had more on this, and this is something that we've talked about previously, again, with the Lorain Police Department looking to add more officers. Now it looks like they'll finally be able to get that done. Dave, what are the details here?
So this was a plan to use some American Rescue Plan Act funds that we had talked about previously on the show. Lorain Police will get $2.7 million to help hire 10 additional officers for the next 5 years. Now, the $5.5 million needed to fund the new positions over 2 years will be split between those ARPA funds, American Rescue Plan Act funds, for this year and next year. Council had discussed this on Monday. Lorain Council discussed it Monday during a finance committee meeting. And basically what Chief Jim McCann in Lorain wants to do is to fully restart what he calls a street crimes unit. That would take a preventive approach to crime in the city, you know, focus on hotspots and kind of, you know, take care of some of the gun crime, or if there's people shooting at each other in a neighborhood, and then, you know, they can kind of, you know, put those officers in that area to sort of, you know, quell that violence, and also take an approach to, you know, people out there carrying weapons and things like that, and that, you know, and the open air, you know, drug dealing, that sort of thing. So the estimated cost for the officers were a little bit on the higher end. This allows the city to budget to hire more experienced officers on what they call a lateral transfer system. You know, an officer who worked in, say, Elyria or in North Ridgeville or some other place that wanted to come to Lorain could then come over and be making, you know, just about equal to what they were making with other places, rather than hiring new recruits just out of the academy, because then there's additional cost on top of that to train them. You have another officer who has to then go around with that officer to kind of, you know, fill them in on you know, the ins and outs, what they call like a field training officer. So this would allow some more experienced officers to get on the road kind of immediately. The city would then down the line have to add money to the budget to keep these officers on for you know, an amount of time thereafter. So hopefully, you know, income tax collection would go up. Hopefully, you know, just levy collections, things like that. There has to be some sort of other kind of source of funding in order to keep these officers longer than say, you know, say 5 years. It would be up to the city down the line to figure that out. So there were some concerns from city council about that. You know, a number of other council people said the residents really don't want the city going to them to ask for more money. So that was that kind of discussion, and I would imagine go to full council. You know, additional plans would go to full council.
Wow, so certainly an interesting decision there that we'll keep an eye on. And you can see there a bit of a pushback from the citizens, you know, as far as asking for more money. And you know, certainly this seems like something where, hey, we see this street crime unit. If we see them active in the community and shutting things down, and we see a decrease in crime, maybe the people of Lorain be a little more open to opening the pockets a little more, if you will, and paying into that. But we'll have to keep an eye on that for sure. So, Dave, I appreciate you catching us up on that one. Now I want to turn things over to a story that you had over the weekend. You actually had an update from the Lorain County Commissioners as far as their latest discussions surrounding the old Golden Acres retirement home. What's the latest with this?
So the latest on that is that the former Golden Acres retirement home, which is in Amherst Township, it's up on North Ridge Road, currently in significant disrepair, would take about $3, maybe $4 million to bring it up to modern standards, to bring it up to code, that kind of thing. Rankin County Commissioners own this building. It was a retirement home through about 2015. It's been mostly emptied out. There's no furnishings in there. Many of those were auctioned off, or you know, or donated to charity, and then sent over to other countries, you know, around the world, who maybe don't have you know, say in Africa or South America, a lot of Rotary folks. Kind of grabbed that stuff up and carted it out and put it in trucks, and it was shipped off to help people in places where they don't have, you know, the most fancy kind of stuff, but they do still have a need for things, you know, kind of secondhand. So the place is mostly empty. It's on 30 acres. Commissioners last week discussed, you know, what to do and where we ought to go from here. And basically, the decision was to get an appraisal from a professional commercial appraiser, and before they award any contracts for demolition, which has been talked about for the building, for possibly selling off the building, which again is in disrepair and would take many millions of dollars to fix, just find out exactly what it's worth, what it might be worth to a potential developer, what it might be worth for commercial development up there. That's kind of a busy intersection. It's kind of north and west of the this location, which is at 45999 Northridge Road. Just kind of trying to find out for a couple thousand dollars, you know, what all exactly, you know, they're dealing with, what the interest level might be, how the real estate market might value this property. And now the county had been asking for $1.5 million for all 30 acres plus the building. But a lot of developers didn't want the building. They didn't want to have to pay the cost of tearing out any asbestos or lead, breaking the building down. I mean, it's been there since 1931. So we're looking at, you know, 90-year-old building that really is not good for any kind of use. There had been some interest in having ghost tours go on there, but the commissioners were not interested in those. And as Commissioner David Moore put it, a lot of people like the building until they walk through it. It looks great on the outside. It's a gorgeous old building, but there's just not really anything you can do on the inside without a vast, vast expenditure of funds. And nobody really has that kind of money unless, you know, some multimillionaire, multibillionaire comes along and says, I really, really want this building. Then there's not much they can really do with it other than, you know, one of the options is just to tear it completely down and just sell the land. And that would probably go to some part of it to some commercial developer, mm-hmm. or if somebody wanted to put in some houses along there, you know, it butts up against, South Dewey Road, on the eastern edge of the property. There's what's called riparian rights there. So any owners would have basically the right to the water that's underneath, the land. And that might, you know, cause some consternation, by folks, you know, who live in that area, depending on how that water then flows onto their property. Interestingly enough, and there's been a lot more interest in this as the talks go on about Golden Acres, is that basically not only is there a popular winter sledding hill, that sits on that property that many generations of Amherst residents have taken advantage of, and folks in the area as well, but it originally opened as the Pleasant View Sanatorium for tuberculosis patients, and the building cost $425,000 back in December of 1931. Wow. And Pleasant View closed in the late 1960s before being renamed Golden Acres.
Well, there you go. There is the history lesson there. And, man, no ghost tours from the commissioners. I guess you could say they were spooked out of that idea, potentially, their day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on. Where's Bruce Van Dyke where I need him? Where's the high five at in the studio here? I know he's a fan of that one right there. But
yeah, the puns, you know, they definitely, you know, every once in a while you sneak one in there.
Every now and again. It's what I do, you know. So Dave O'Brien, our guest here from the Chronicle Telegram on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, we have some personnel matters. You'll read about some movement in the story about the Amherst police chief, Joe Kucerik. There's a new break in that case. Now he'd run into some controversy, you know, amongst his own rank and file, and there'll be a story, you can read that one this morning in the Chronicle Telegram. Also a sad case of a fatal fire on Washington Avenue, in Elyria that claimed a life. You'll read more about that as well in this morning's Chronicle Telegram, and some other things coming out of Avon, a controversial, Greenway trail that my colleague Dylan Reynolds has written a story about. So, news from all over the county in the Chronicle Telegram and at chronicle.com.
Yeah, you mentioned the fire in Elyria. I know that's certainly a very, very sad story that has impacted a number of people right here around where our studio's at in downtown Elyria, of course, with the man impacted there. So, again, read all about that in the Chronicle Telegram this morning. Check it out online as well at chronicleT.com for that digital e-edition. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. And my favorite part of the week, what do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, on a lighter note, I'm going to share one that I got you from from our region, from Western PA. Dateline Western PA. Overheard on the police scanner, caller reports the neighbor just threw a garbage can at her husband. And our friend Jay Thurber, who has a radio show, was quick to note on that Twitter feed, who's her neighbor, Donkey Kong?
Western PA, huh? What are yins doing over there in Pittsburgh or whatever that may be, huh? My goodness gracious.
Yins are just throwing garbage cans.
Oh, man.
Too many iron cities.
Are we sure that wasn't Ben Roethlisberger that they were throwing at one another over there, as he's off to a bit of a rough start this year? He could be described as a trash can with his performances. But,
Brown Steelers.
Yeah, no, I'll take it easy before I upset some folks. But, David, I appreciate the entertaining scanner story as always, man. Thank you for the insight into what's happening around Lorain County. I appreciate it as always. You have a great rest of the week, man. We'll talk some more next week.
All right. Sounds good, Rocco. Talk to you later.